Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham. Yes, where I sit down with my co-friend, my...
Oh, I was partner in crime.
I was going to... Now, I was trying to find a better word than that. But yes, it's Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike. Happy Halloween. Well, happy belated Halloween.
Belated Halloween, yes. Halloween was celebrated last night.
One of my favorite holidays.
It is my favorite. I don't care too much about Thanksgiving. I don't care about Christmas. But Halloween...
Well, you know my birthday's a holiday.
Yeah, I know. But we're talking about Halloween, okay? Can we?
Okay,
everything.
Well,
everything always has to go back to you.
Month.
Everything always has to go back to you, Amy.
Exactly.
Let's talk Gotham. We have two episodes to catch up on. So Amy and I are going to talk about 2 weeks ago. It was the episode called "Follow the White Rabbit" that aired on the 24th. And then, of course, after we're done with that, we're going to jump into last night's episode.
Now, are we going to do it in one recording, or are we going to do it in two recordings?
I think we should just do two different shows.
Sounds good to me.
Maybe someone doesn't want to listen to us, and they haven't seen this episode, so they can skip it and then go to the next one if they feel like it.
Sounds good.
Kind of weird, but possible. In my notes here, I have Alice in Wonderland meets Saul episode. That's what I call this episode.
That's okay.
You know?
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying this is the Mad Hatter in this episode definitely liked to put Jim into game situations.
I get it now. What is he talking about? Yeah, but I get it now.
You get it now? You get it?
I get it.
Do you want to play a game? You know, and who are you going to save? This person this, that person this. At the end of my notes here, I have a great episode. I loved it.
Definitely a great episode. It could have been a little bit better.
Okay, now, why do you say that?
He could have shot my favorite person, Lee.
Oh, gosh. Really?
I mean, Jim even said shooter. Why do you gotta play mind games?
I mean, we all knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah, we did.
But, you know, I didn't, to be honest with you, I was a little thrown off. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. This whole episode was really good. And then that last part, I was like, what the? Because I am a big fan of Valerie Vale.
Yes, you are.
Jamie Chung. I love her. And you know what? I went on her Twitter page because she actually liked one of my tweets because I told her that me and Maddox would have picked Valerie for real, not this fake, let me do this, that, this. And there's a picture, I think, of her and her husband. I know the dude. I recognize him now.
Do you recognize him now?
I think he was on a show on HBO. It was a series. I can't remember what it's called.
I believe he was. I don't remember the name of the show, but he's been on a lot of shows. And I was watching his Snapchat last night. Uh-huh. They had no trick-or-treaters come to their house, and Jamie was very disappointed.
You know what?
And I thought of you. I was like, well, Mike's out trick-or-treating if he was just up where they live.
Jamie, if you ever tweet me your address, me and my two-year-old son will walk up there, and we will go up there, knock on the door, leave, come back.
Until all the candy's gone.
I'll buy 10 different Halloween outfits. You'll even know who we are, Jamie. There you go. But I saw a picture of her husband. I was like, I know that. He's a good-looking guy.
He's a very good-looking guy. A couple of their movies they've been in together. They're really good.
I hate him.
Well, I hate her.
Well, either way.
Actually, I love her.
It sucks because Jim at the second says kill Lee, and then he points at Jay when he shot Valerie Vale. I was like, what? And I know I want to talk about what happens in the next episode right at the beginning, but we won't just yet. But I really thought, honestly, I really thought at that moment, and it just shows you how my emotions were kind of all over the place. I really thought, I was like, there you go, Jim, take out Lee. He really loves Valerie. But it kind of isn't that way. Poor Valerie Vale. If I had like some beer, I'd pour some out just for the.
I'm letting you get it all.
Yeah, because I was like, man, because it was like that was a bad trick. That was like when they were explaining it, like I was like, oh damn, he knew,
He knew, but we didn't find that out until the next episode.
I know, little bastard. For that moment there, I'm going to tell you right now, for that moment, I wanted to kick Jim in the balls. For this that moment, because I like Jim Gordon, but I would have kicked him in his balls.
I was really hoping that he was going to shoot
Lee.
I really was, but I mean...
Yeah, it didn't happen.
It is what it is.
Yes.
They like to play mind games. Can we talk about Enigma and the doppelganger?
Holy crap. So at first when I'm watching, he's picking the wine, you know, and then I look and I'm like, okay, this is Butch playing some type of trick.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It still could be.
It could be. Yeah. But I at that moment I was like, oh crap, he's not going to get a chance to go to dinner, and Penguin's not going to get his chance to confess his love. And then when he turns and the TV focus, I was like, holy crap, that's Miss... What? Okay, didn't she die?
I know, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
They killed her. They brought her back to life.
She's alive. She's going to play a mean trick on him. But it's our doppelganger, like freaking Elena from The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. So are they related? I mean... Just happened to look just like her.
I don't know, man. Now. I don't know, but this is definitely going to throw a monkey wrench in for Penguin. Because immediately when he started talking and she started, I mean, she's just as brainiac riddle as he is. I mean, that's like the soulmate right there.
That's exactly his soulmate.
You know, and so when that
happened. I think she's just crazy enough for him, too.
Yeah, when that happened.
But we'll talk about that later.
When that happened, I was like, oh, Penguin's going to lose his shit. Mm-hmm. Not going to be good at all for Penguin.
No.
And I honestly didn't see the whole Penguin thing, how they're setting this up.
I didn't either, but I mean, Penguin's got to have love too.
Yeah, but he needs to run the city and be a bad guy. We don't have time for triangle love drama. Like, I need Penguin to focus.
I agree.
You know, that part where he tells that kid. He finds a little loner kid and tells him if they don't like him, just to push him down the stairs. See, that was
one of my favorite parts.
That's the Penguin I need. I don't need him like all in love triangle, wanting to get revenge on this girl. He needs to stay focused.
He can do all that when he's off screen. We want to see the mayhem, the killing.
Yeah, I'm glad. Let's see what else. I thought it was really cool when Jim visits Barbara and Tabitha looking for Mad Hatter. That whole scene was awesome. Barbara and Tabitha, great. And Tabitha hints to all of us that she's hidden Butch in a safe house.
Yep.
So he's there, and it's true. I think Barbara nailed it. If Penguin finds out that Tabitha's the one that sprung him, all hell's going to break
loose. Tabitha's in trouble. Penguin's going to come after.
Well, you know, and I think Butch will have his men. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you know Barbara's going to help Tabitha, hands down. But, unfortunately, the Penguin's the mayor, too. So it's not like you can just... kill the mayor.
That's true, but how many mayors have already died?
I know, but you know, you definitely still, don't want to.
We got to remember that Tabitha killed Penguin's mom too, and only was, reason he was protecting
that was by accident. Wasn't Tabitha, she was holding a knife. She wasn't gonna do that. Her mom backed up into her, and then. I think if you really watch it, it's like somebody pushed Tabitha and the knife went into his mom.
Okay.
Tabitha does no wrong in my eyes. Okay.
Okay. Well, what the rest of the world saw was she killed, you know, Penguin's mom and, you know, Butch tried to basically kill the Penguin. So I don't think, you know, her truce. Is, you know, anymore. So he's coming after no matter what, I think.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's done. I mean, the Penguin's going to go after Tabitha. And I'm surprised he hasn't.
Yeah.
And it's probably because of all his feelings for Enigma, which is cool. Because that's fine, because if anything happens to Tabitha, that's like my Daryl Dixon right there. Okay? If anything happens, I riot. But the episode was really good. I really like how they're stretching the Mad Hatter. I really thought we were just going to get just a little... piece of
you
him.
Like that?
I do.
So over it.
No, man, I like it. I mean, you know, I mean, every commercial I see for the next episode, I'm like, oh, he's still in it. So he's a good adversary, a good bad guy.
I mean, I really like his character. I like him as a bad guy, but I'm kind of done with it, and I'll explain that in the next episode.
Okay, cool. But I don't know who the actor is. But we all know he's from The Walking Dead.
He's Wolf.
But whatever his name is in real life, I should have looked it up. But he's really good at that end scene when he's at the when he loses his shit. The kid's got acting chops. I like this guy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess we'll find out what you think about this whole thing because I'm a fan of it. So, but yeah, I in my notes, great episode, another great episode. Thought it was really, really, really good. I was a big fan. Thumbs up, thumbs up. And I'm assuming you feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely. This I love this episode.
I give it a 10. Now I'm curious, are you going to give this episode a 10? No, you're going to give it like an 8 or 9 because you're over the Mad Hatter and you wanted him to shoot Lee.
No. This was a 10. Even though it would have been like a 10 and a half.
Whatever.
Lee would have got shot.
As soon as we get off.
I liked this episode because I loved how, you know, even Falcone, you know, his son, not main Falcone.
Right.
Worked with Jim. I loved it all.
Whatever. People listening, you can hear that, Gothamites. You can hear that. As soon as we get off, she'll be like, I really thought this was like a 7. But
no, I enjoyed this episode.
Right. All right. So we're done, right? 10 and 10?
We're done with this one.
Sweet. Yes. All right. So we're done with this this recap for Follow the White Rabbit. Oh, by the way, Follow the White Rabbit, that whole dude that was all white. That was the
one that had the message.
Yes. Follow the White Rabbit. Follow him. I thought that was really cool. I caught it at the end, and I know some of y'all are like, you're so stupid, Mike. I caught it from the beginning. I didn't, but when he was in the cell, I was like, oh, that's so cool. The whole looking through the looking glass, it was just, the whole Alice Wonderland thing is really cool.
Yeah, they really pulled out the whole Alice in Wonderland in that episode.
Yep. All right, so that's it for us. If you want to check out more of our recap shows, you can check out our blogs. Amy's got one called thevro.com.
Yes.
And Variety Radio Online, you just search them and you can find them all over the place, YouTube, Tumblr, good shows, all that good stuff. Twitter is at the VRO, correct?
Correct.
Did you want to give your personal stuff?
Yeah, if you guys want to follow me personally on Twitter, it's Amy VRO.
Good luck if she follows you back, though. If you don't have more than 10,000
well,
followers.
I mean, if you aren't like tweeting about your food and what you had for breakfast and what color your underwear is, you might get a follow back, but
yeah, that was weird.
I'm gonna have to unfollow Mike soon because I'm tired of knowing what color his underwear is.
That's how I roll. That's how I roll. Today, I'm not wearing any. Did you see that tweet?
I saw it.
All right.
I saw it.
If you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. That is my blog, and everything's there. Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Go on iTunes and you can find our show. All you got to do is search Talking Gotham and we're on there. And if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find that there. And also audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, correct?
Correct.
Sweet. And I think that's it for us. And if you're on the Good Shows app, you should jump on it. If you're a fan of movies and TV, it's the old Get Glue TV tag thing. Download it and follow us and talk Gotham with us. And I think that's it. So we'll be back with another recap show. We're going to be talking about last night's episode of Gotham. Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.